day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. We'll have complete market details after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Well, lean hog futures remained under pressure today with triple-digit losses dominating the market. On the other hand, the cattle complex was mostly higher today with feeders especially well-supported. Significant trade volume looks like it could be postponed until Friday, and according to the midday report, the national hog base is lower compared with that of the prior day settlement. Corn futures were fractionally lower today with lackluster trade volume, and stocks are little changed today with the Dow 4 points higher and the NASDAQ better by 10. With the exception of some weakness in the summer of 2017, most live contracts are moderately higher today. Nearby seem to be supported by ideas that packers will once again be forced this week to spend more for live inventory. Yet we may not know until tomorrow whether or not such expectations are even justified. For the most part, feeder issues are sharply higher today. Short covering technical and buying appear to be the major features at work. And grain futures were steadied to higher today, getting a lift from warm forecasts and rains that missed some areas of the Midwest so far this week. Outside markets again appeared to be a little more optimistic, finding support from a decision by the Bank of England to cut interest rates and boost other measures to offset weaknesses caused by the country's vote to leave the European Union. U.S. investors, meanwhile, look forward to Friday's jobs report for July, which is expected to show the economy created less than 200,000 jobs last month. And corn prices were mostly steady after choppy two-sided trade in a range of less than 3 cents overnight. The market continued to consolidate as traders debated the size of the 2016 crop. Farm futures will release results of the latest grower survey Friday with USDA's much-anticipated estimate due out August 12th. And soybeans posted modest gains today, recovering from selling earlier into the close of the market in Asia. Strong export demand and warm forecasts continue to encourage some bargain hunting there. And wheat prices were a little higher too as the market continued to try to consolidate after holding new contract lows. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.